Okay. I have mixed feelings about awards. I like the Samuel Chase Award, I think, because it's awarded to people who have been in the party and the movement for a long time. And it's also chosen by the people who are already members of, who have been chosen by the group for the award. But I think feelings can get hurt sometimes. They don't get noticed as they thought they should be. I thought this year there was somebody that should be noticed and awarded the Defender of Liberty Award. And this is my choice. I mean, this is the chair of the party. There's probably everyone in this room or darn near that I could thank for having done something over and above just being a dues-paying member. And I'm grateful for that. If there's one gripe I have about the libertarian movement, it's not the people in here, it's outside. There's a lot of libertarians are a bunch of talkers, but they don't walk the walk. They'll debate day and night, but when it comes to getting out the checkbook, running for office, doing a volunteer booth, can't do it. Busy, dude. So I'm grateful to those of you even who are just dues-paying members of the party. But most of the people here have either run for office, you've helped out somebody running for office, you've gotten petition signatures, you've been a volunteer, you served as an officer on the board, and I thank you for that. I thought one person in particular really went over and above. As the chair, I've always been about running candidates. That's my main thing. And particularly with top-of-the-ticket candidates, I wanted someone who has been had the legitimacy, who could get out and elucidate our principles, and has been in the party for a long time and walk the talk. We had that in 2002 when Spiro Lancaster ran for governor, and we had this last November when Susan Gastaniaga ran for governor here. I thought Susan did some excellent things. I thought the first thing she did was great was to bring Denise Minter as her chair of the campaign. Denise is a Democrat and still is, and worked on the Obama campaign. For too long, this party, not in Maryland but nationally, has marketed itself to Republicans. They do direct mailings to gun lists, anti-tax groups, and whatever. Like Glenn Lazarus was just saying, we have got to get more people on the left pushing the war on drugs, to bring them into the fold. I thought it was a very shrewd move getting Ms. Minter in. The ads were fantastic. The issues were great. Cutting the sales tax. Bypassing the General Assembly on the gun issue by getting the state police superintendent to issue permits, bring the National Guard home. If I have any regrets, it's that we were not able to make more hay out of the bringing the National Guard home, and I noticed the left-wing media didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, that was for sure. Our issues were so good that two of the Republicans basically lifted them. Within a month after Susan declared and had it up on our website about the regressiveness of the sales tax and how it hurts the poor, well, you know, Bob Ehrlich was talking about that, you know, himself using those exact same words. The gun issue, both Brian Murphy, the both Republican candidates for governor, Brian Murphy and Bob Ehrlich, were heard to say, you know, we need to, you know, use the state police superintendent to issue permits and the hell with the General Assembly. And that's great that they used our issues. If that's the way we get things done, so be it. The ads we ran, Susan ran, were fantastic. They were so good enough that Ron Smith, as Len said, arguably the most prominent talk show host in the Baltimore area, invited her on the show. Ron is basically a libertarian, but he's been very dismissive of our party. And he has said so in the past. And to invite Susan on for a full half hour, I thought was great and gave a significant amount of legitimacy. I was in my liquor store after the first ad ran. Hey, was that you and you guys on the radio? You know, people heard this. So that was really good. The Gastaniagas traveled their butts off. Maryland is a small state land-wise, but man, it's hard getting around this area. You know, and they hit, whether it's Cecil County for the NAACP meeting, Garrett County for the fair out there, they went down to St. Mary's County for that fair, Montgomery County, the Eastern Shore. They put over 10,000 miles on their SUV. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was 10. Right before the election, you know, I was talking to Lorenzo or Houston on a regular basis, and I talked to Lorenzo one night. He's like, Bob, I am too tired to talk. Anyone who knows Lorenzo, this is not a statement that you hear very often from him. I didn't even hear from him for another 2 weeks after the election. They really put their heart and soul out on the line. Like many of you, I was very disappointed in the election results. In any other state, I dare say, her race should have gotten 2%, 3%, or 4%, like many libertarian top-of-the-ticket candidates did. It's Maryland. Everybody has a brother and a sister is a federal worker around here, or you get the same old thing. You know, Bob, I really like what you guys are about, but... Nonetheless, I think we made our mark in this state. I think we've done two full election cycles where we've run almost a full slate of candidates at the federal level. We ran a significant amount at the local level. We're here to stay. We're scaring people, and this is a good, you know, the powers that be, this is a good thing. We may never get a significant amount of people elected to office, so be it. The Libertarian Party is a means to an end. If people have to use our ideas, like getting rid of the sales tax, like bypassing the General Assembly to get legal right to carry, so be it. However we get it, that's great. And I think we should thank Susan Gaston Yager in particular for her efforts for her campaign. And I want to thank
it's a very modest fit all of us.